Hey, this is Kim with another Space Monkey Postmortem. This time it's about the page AA, in which the mysterious silhouette reveals himself to be the Space Monkey, but from the future. And this presented a lot of storytelling challenges for me, because I had to, first of all, I had to connect the dialogue from the last page to this one. Second of all, I had to make it seem like I knew he was the future Space Monkey all along, but I hadn't actually even considered the possibility until I put it up on the poll on Wednesday, 3 days after I had drawn the page. So this storytelling challenge arose from the fact that I've opened up the rules of Space Monkey and let you guys give me suggestions to what the poll is going to be, which, you know, superficially might seem to make it easier for me, but in reality it's the other way around, because when I'm done with the Space Monkey page, I usually have a bunch of ideas of what I want, and I have just to find out which will be the most fun for you and which will you know, give the best storytelling possibilities. But when you guys give suggestions, some of them come totally left field, and I have to just adjust to your suggestion and try to find out which of them have storytelling potential, even though it's storytelling potential that I hadn't even considered. So in making this page, I had to, you know, start thinking about how to make the future Space Monkey seem like a possibility that had been there all along, to make it, you know, so that when this story arc is finished, hopefully it all seemed somewhat planned. And also I had to, actually introduced a sideman, because I had written him in based on your votes, but you had basically voted him away before he was properly introduced. So I had, you know, three talking characters, and I felt that all of them needed to talk, because they all had something to say. And even though the sideman only had to say, "Hey, I'm here," or "Quiet child," as it says. So this kind of informed the whole layout of the page, which is a kind of, it could have been very cluttered, because there's basically five panels on a half page there, but only one of the panels have a frame, so the others just glide into each other, and I'm using some nice thick blacks in the background to give the whole page a visual cohesiveness, to tie it all together, and I think it works pretty damn well, especially because the background layouts and the dialogue go sort of across each other, so there's a lot of interesting things happening in the layout, and it's still pretty easy to look at. Lastly, I want to just talk a bit about thinking, because I think it works very well on this page, and it's strange, because inking is one of my favorite things to do, but it's still the one thing that more than anything else is dependent on some sort of weird luck or chance or something out of control, because sometimes you feel good and you ink like crap. Sometimes you feel bad and it just works perfectly. And I don't know if I felt good or bad, but this time I delivered some damn nice lines that I'm proud of. Thank you. See you next week.